stand here together. As a family, we join hands together, lifting praises to the Father above for sending His Son. We've chosen together as a family to serve Him forever, knowing nothing else will matter in time. We've made up our minds. Through the heat of the day, we will join in the fight till He takes us away, till our faith becomes sight. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Choose you this day.
Tell me, whom will you serve? Let nothing stand in your way. Give the praise He deserves.
As for
me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
We will serve
Him.
We will serve
Him.
We will serve
Him. For He is worthy.
Choose you this day.
Tell me, whom will you serve? Let nothing stand in your way. Give the praise He deserves.
As for
me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
This is Pastor David Warner welcoming you to the Nuggets of Truth broadcast. We're going to be looking today at Philippians chapter number 2. We started last week with Philippians verse number 5 of chapter number 1. Understand, he says here, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident that this very thing, that He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. Well, I'm going to bring us together now on the second part. That was the first part. In other words, when God saves an individual, that person knows he's a sinner, he needs to trust Jesus. From that point on, what God does in that believer's life is there's a change that takes place. He saved you to change you from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to the power of God. He saved you that you might be a witness for Him. You're going to start telling others about Jesus. And then He saved you that you might be a light. And so that light would glorify your Father. Not glorify yourself, but glorify your Father. And so in Philippians chapter 2, verse number 12, he makes this statement, and I'll read from verse number 12. You can follow along with me. Wherefore, my beloved, he's talking to believers, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. And so here, this exhortation is given. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Now, we do not work to get saved. The Bible says in Titus 3:5, it's not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but it's according to His mercy. He forgives sinners. He saves sinners. And so to work out your salvation, he's talking about someone who has salvation. And he said earlier, he says, I want you to know that work that began, that God began in you through salvation, will continue till Jesus Christ comes. But wait a second. This workout means that I have a responsibility. I need to, yes, read my Bible in order to achieve, in order to get to this place of growing spiritually. This is what I need to do. It's important that you get into a church where you hear the Word of God being preached, not contradictions in people's lives or contradictions in what you hear in the pulpit or from what you see in the Bible. No, you need to find a church that preaches the Word of God, so you can grow, so your children might get saved and they also can grow. And so believers have a responsibility. Jude, look at verse number 20. We're to be building ourselves up on the most holy faith. You say, well, how do I do that? It's through the Word of God. And so when I go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, remember Paul said, I laid the foundation. What's the foundation? Well, verse number 11 says it's Jesus Christ. And so I lay the foundation with my children. You want to go to heaven? It's Jesus. He came to save sinners. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that if you would believe in him, you could have everlasting life. And so that's laying the foundation. Now we build upon that foundation. He says another buildeth thereon. What's he saying? Well, you have a Sunday school teachers, you have churches, you have family, you have friends. And so understand this building upon that foundation. There are a lot of times we get with family, or even, sad to say, even some churches, they're not building upon the foundation of Lord Jesus Christ. If you're building upon the foundation of Lord Jesus Christ, you're taking God's principles. You're taking God's statutes, his law, and you're applying it. You're living it. You're practicing it. Live a holy life. Practice sound doctrines. All right? And so if that's not happening in that teaching, guess what? You better beware. Now, he goes on and he says here, look at the last part of verse number 10 of 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. In other words, you have a responsibility. Read the Bible. Find Bible truth. There are principles of marriage. I always like saying, you know, this book will show you how to pick the right husband and wife. This book will show you how to keep your marriage together. This book will help you with training your children so that you can finish this course in life with joy. And that's important. And so this spiritual growth, Peter put it this way. He says, you need to give all diligence. Add to your faith. See, once you trust Jesus, add to your faith what? Virtue. That's the quality of, you know what? It doesn't matter what the world's doing. It doesn't matter what the popular opinion is. I'm going to do what God has told me to do. I'm going to live my life for him. I need to be, as he put it in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 19, holding faith and a good conscience. I don't want to end up in shipwreck. You know, the minute you say, well, this is a gray area, guess what? You just lost your conscience. And so here, add to your faith virtue. There it is. Add to your faith knowledge. You know, so that requires you to know what God says in his word. Knowledge in God's word will give you understanding. You'll pick the good path, the right path. That's good. Temperance, you know, being able to say, no, I know that's wrong. That's of the world. I know this is what my flesh would desire, but God would not be pleased with that. You see, add to your faith patience and godliness and brotherly kindness and charity. All those things. That's what's this exhortation? Well, to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Why? Because I want to get to the point now, not where I can sort of have the best of both worlds. Isn't it something how a lot of people who go to church say, well, I'd like to have the best of this world and the best of Christianity. So I'll go to church on Sunday and the rest of the week, I live for myself. Oh, that's not it. That's not it at all. In other words, add to your faith. Work out. That workout. It means to achieve, to affect by working, toil, by, you know, in other words, your responsibility to dig, to read God's word, apply it, and live it, and to keep it. And so here, it'll carry it out. You'll spiritually, you ought to be growing. And so what's that look like? Well, 2 Corinthians 7, verse number 1. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. It's not that I want to see how close I can get to the things in the world. No, it's how close I can be to the Lord. Because you see, if I'm following him, if I'm living a holy life and practicing sound doctrine, what's he promise? I can finish this life with joy. All right. And so I won't be tossed about with every wind of doctrine. Today you get around a lot of people who call themselves Christians and they're not even sure. Some of the simple things in this life that are so wrong and so wicked, they're debating simple things. You know, the principle of marriage between one man and one woman until death do you part. That's pretty simple. But yet, all these bizarre things that are happening. Well, how about gender? In God's word, gender is male and female. God made him male and female. But there's all these questions. Well, it doesn't have to be questions. Understand, you know, God wants you and I to grow. You see, he said he gave pastors for the perfecting of the saints. Now, what's that mean? That they might be spiritually strong. That they might have spiritual discernment. That they're not tossed to and fro. And that there might be unity of the faith and knowledge of the Son of God. Well, we don't have that. So work out your own salvation. I'll give this exhortation with the close of this. You know, in the Bible, it says, Many times it tells us to awake to righteousness and sin not. It says it's high time to wake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. He says, awake thou that sleepest and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. What does that mean? In closing, those exhortations given to believers. In other words, if you're sleeping, all right, it's going to cause you problems. We need to awake, live a holy life, practice sound doctrine. Why? That our children, that our friends might be able to see Christ. And so work out your salvation. Walk in the light. And you do this with fear and trembling. Why? Because Paul made this statement, if I fail to do this, though I preach to others, I myself should be a castaway, lose my testimony, and lose those who could have been saved and had the Christian life. But because of my neglect, it cost me. Where are you at today? Philippians 2, work out. If you're saved, to work out, you ought to be growing spiritually. Get in a place where you can. We'd like to invite you to the New Freedom Baptist Church right here in Mobridge.